Blog Talk Radio.
Look out, evildoers! There's a new crime fighter in town! Here comes the Blue Roofie!
Hunt, hunter, criminal scum! Prepare to be brought to justice! But first,
can I buy you a drink?
Okay, V-Spot is on the air. The first thing I have to do is that recently we've had some financial problems, which basically involved me being an idiot and buying a digital voice recorder that's not drag and drop, and also I had to get my laptop repaired. One of the listeners donated money was Joshua Murphy. He lives in Mississippi, really good guy. He listens to the show often, and always a great guy to talk with at 3 a.m. about a off-brand Buffy comic. Also, Dave Walsh donated some money. Dave Walsh is a very talented writer that he works for a kickboxing magazine. He also wrote an MMA novel called The God Slayer. It's on Amazon, both in paperback and Kindle. And the book is about a past his prime MMA fighter that's trying to get his life together. I've read portions of it. I still haven't been able to get it yet, but from what I've read, it's an excellent book. And again, Dave is a great guy, and you'd be doing a good thing supporting him. And also, my co-host, Bill Foster, he's got some very steep medical bills coming up. You never know what's going to happen. I mean, you might have to get all your bottom plate of teeth replaced. you need to send that money in to help him because, he's fragile. Okay, and we have Lloyd Kaufman. Lloyd, how are you doing?
Hi, hold on, sorry.
Who am I speaking to?
I think it's the secretary.
Oh, okay. That's a secretary? I was picturing like the Toxic Crusaders headquarters. Well, no, I was picturing like the Toxic Crusaders headquarters.
It's going to be like when Bart found out about Mad Men.
Hello?
Oh.
Oh, Lloyd, how are you doing?
Okay, Victor, how are you?
I'm good. Now, I was telling Neil, is the Trauma Offices, is it like the Toxic Crusaders Clubhouse?
It's very much like that, except that the people in it are more deformed and mutated than the cartoon characters.
All right, I guess the first question we're legally mandated to ask is about the Toxic Avenger. When did the idea for that movie come about?
Where are you calling from?
Alabama.
From Alabama.
Where in Alabama, Victor?
Decatur, Alabama.
Sorry?
Decatur, Alabama.
Decatur is basically like north central Alabama.
Yes,
Decatur
is a famous historic. It's a famous historic city. Toxie has been there many a time. What was the question? I don't remember.
The Toxic Avenger. When did you get the idea for the movie?
Oh, where are you calling from? I don't remember. You told me, but I don't remember.
Decatur, Alabama. World headquarters of Meow Mix.
Uh-huh. It's a historic city. Now, what was the question? I don't remember.
Can Superman outrun the Flash?
What's that? What's that?
Can
I can't
Superman
hear
outrun the Flash? Can Superman outrun the Flash?
Yeah. Can Sergeant Kabuki Man beat up the Toxic Avenger in a fight? You know how many people ask me that question? Oh, my God. And we put it in. That's why we put it in Citizen Toxie. We listened to the fans, and in Toxic Avenger Part 4, Citizen Toxie, indeed, they have to fight each other. But it's evil Kabuki Man fighting good Toxie. We had to create alternate universes. Anyway, what was the question?
How is Toxic Avenger 5 coming along?
Not very much. We literally spent 3 years working on the Toxic Twins, and I've been convinced that that I'm going up the wrong toxic canal. We're doing kind of a tear down and going back to the beginning, rewriting, a total rewrite. So we're really nowhere. But we want to shoot toward the end of the summer before it gets too cold in New York, or New Jersey, rather, or wherever we are.
Who do you plan on making the villain?
You know, not quite sure yet. Do you have any ideas?
I wanted the bad guy from the old cartoon.
Dr. Killamoff?
Yeah.
You like him as a bad guy?
Yeah, I want Toxie to kill some aliens.
Huh. Well, that's not a bad idea. But didn't we do something like that in one of the... Michael Hurst suggests Dr. Sisakov. Kopf means the head, and Scheisse means shit. So Michael Hurst has suggested the villain will be called Dr. Scheisse Kopf, meaning Dr. Shithead. And then they'll manufacture Scheisse cream and things of that nature. As you can tell, we are sort of lost in the toxic quagmire. And speaking of quagmires, I've just heard the United States government has announced that the transition from the Afghanistan quagmire is going to go very smoothly, without any hitches, into the Syrian quagmire. So we shouldn't worry.
Well, you know, they had to make some. You know, sometimes when there's a fire, you make some backfires to contain it.
Yeah. That's right, exactly.
That's what they're doing here. You know, they're setting up a couple of surrounding wars, you know, so we'll ease, because the soldiers don't want to go home immediately, you know. They like to get shot at a little more.
That is true. Yeah, you're right.
You know, and our government's just very caring about our veterans and our citizens, and so, you know, they always put us first.
You're right.
Now, I remember hearing you talk about that you really wanted to involve the banking crisis in Toxic Avenger 5. Would that still be a plan?
I don't know. It's so technical, and it's been done. There's been so much written on it. I think maybe this NSA stuff is kind of interesting. Maybe some of that. But we're not sure where we're going. We're kind of lost in the toxic anal canal. Swimming upstream. I think you need to give us a couple more weeks. We really are starting from ground zero again. The Toxic Twins will be in it, but it's not. It's going to be more about Toxie and not the Toxic Twins. They'll be involved, of course.
Are you looking to make it bigger and more raunchier than the last four?
Well, we never set off to do that. By the way, I know Victor, but who's the other gentleman?
This is my manservant, Neil.
Excuse me? What?
He's
my
local
manservant. I won him at a mental hospital in 2003.
George Wallace who? Which George Wallace are we talking about?
No. I was, I won him at a mental hospital. They awarded him to me.
And his name is Megder Evers? What? What's going on?
No, Neil.
What kind of Alabama? This
might
be Alabama I know, buddy. Where I know, the Alabama I know is... It's got the poll taxes and stuff like that. This sounds much too much.
Well, yeah.
At any rate, good to have manservants. So what were we talking about? I forgot.
I was going to ask you, would you be, because I know Troma's a smaller company, would y'all be willing to take suggestions from fans for the movie? Because when I heard you talk about the banks being the villains, I actually ended up cooking up a scenario.
No question about it. In fact, I'm on Twitter, and I've just asked our fans to send us a video of their special effects, that if they want this, if their dream is to have one of their special effects in a Troma movie, now's the time, because we're filming Return to Nukem High Volume 2, and the best special effect will go into our movie. So, so many of our fans want to be in the special effects area. So here's an opportunity to have your special effect, you know, it'd be good for your resume. If you send us an interesting video of a special effect, we'll have you do it for our movie. Now, the same thing, if there are any... I do ask the fans for suggestions, and I did ask them a while back for suggestions of things they wanted in the script. And indeed, the Kabuki Man and Toxie had a big fight because the fans kept asking for it at my book signings. They kept asking the question, what would happen if Toxie and Kabuki Man fought each other?
Now, Kabuki Man seemed to fall on hard times between his own movie and Toxie 4. Is there? Will you ever get into the backstory of that?
Well, what's her name? There have been quite a number of celebrities who have been inspired by Sergeant Kabuki Man NYPD, who became a drug addict and a drunkard and did not know how to deal with his celebrity. Hold on a second.
Is that for the England that posted? Is that where you're going with that? Well, put it in there anyway. I'll give it away to somebody. I'll give it to somebody, a poor person.
Hello? Sorry about that. I'm getting ready to go to Paris, France, and to London for some trauma retrospectives, and we're going to have some premiere screenings of Return to Nukem High Volume 1. Annabelle Bynes, what's her name? Amanda Bynes. She has modeled herself. She has modeled herself on Sergeant Kabuki Man NYPD and has taken up his mannerisms. Lindsay Lohan also, Sergeant Kabuki Man kind of set the bar, and Amanda Bynes and Lindsay Lohan have been very inspired by Sergeant Kabuki Man's behavior after becoming a celebrity. It's a new trend among celebrities, the celebrity teardown, so to speak.
Now, do you think it's possible they're actually in training for the Return of the Evil One, and we just don't know it, and that we're going to owe them a big apology?
That's a good point. I don't know how to answer that, I think Hillary Clinton can probably answer that one.
We watched the original Nukem High the other day, and I was curious about this. What is the most difficult special effects scene you've ever done in a movie?
The most difficult special effect that we have ever done, I think those special effects are going to be found in Return to Nukem High, some of the transformations. And I think the Herzkopf monster transformation might be the most difficult. And that's in Volume 2 of Return to Nukem High. Today we're filming Debbie Rochon, who plays the coach at Tromaville High School. She gets her whistle shoved into her eye, and then the monster's fist slams through her face and out the back of her head. That's always a difficult one, but not that difficult. I can't really talk. They're all so difficult. They're all very hard to do. I don't think there are any special effects that are easy, really. You know?
Especially when you keep to the practical effects. And not
say
just
that again,
difficult.
I'm sorry?
Especially when you keep to the practical special effects, like, you know, dummies and blood, not just digitally.
Yes. At the beginning of Return to Nukem High, a traumat, young student, female student, non-male, gyno student, kind of disintegrates, and that we spent the whole day, I think we spent a week on it. When you see it, it's unbelievably complicated, and there's a slug that's involved. I don't know. In the first Nukem High ends with that little worm-like monster that appears. Remember that? That slug, that little slug monster, comes back in Return to Nukem High, and the movie opens with that thing crawling around, and it basically bites off. Well, I don't want to be a spoiler, but the they're very complicated special effects involving two people who are making hot monkey love. And it just took, we must have spent a week filming it, and it's, you know, 2 minutes of film time. And it was incredibly difficult.
I wanted to ask you something about Toxic Avenger 3, because I really enjoyed it. And watching it now, it seems to have a very great religious tone to it. I feel like it's probably the goriest Christian movie ever made.
Well, I think you're right, although Mel Gibson probably did us one better for gore in his Jesus movie, don't you think?
Yeah, but that one didn't have a green Satan. That one didn't have a green Satan, so it wasn't as fun.
Yeah, well, it was pretty gory. You're right, it wasn't as funny, but it was pretty damn funny. I mean, Mel Gibson himself.
Just documentaries about him afterwards. Him bouncing around and drunk driving.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one, but I've heard good things about it. I watched The Invention of Lying last night. Have you ever seen that?
No.
It's really good. Ricky Gervais and all sorts of people are in it, like Jonah Hill and Louis C.K. and Tina Fey and all these ultra cool, these sort of trendy ultra cool actors. Every one of them is in that movie, but yet the movie's still good. Jennifer Garner's in it with her lips, with that pouty face. But the movie's really good. It's very amusing. And dark. And it totally disembowels the concept of organized religion. It just makes so much fun of what religion is. It's really great. And I guess that's why it flopped.
Yeah, I've been thinking of seeing it, though. I'm mainly sticking to whatever I find on Netflix and YouTube. And I appreciate Trauma has an excellent YouTube channel, like full movies, episodes of Toxic Crusaders.
Well, we've put up, because our 40th anniversary is coming up, Michael Herz and I have given back to our fans who have supported us and put up about 250 free movies, including a lot of the cartoons and things like that. And you can find some amazing buried treasure, like Suicide, a wonderful film. Suicide's amazing, and when it came out, nobody cared. When Nature Calls, my brother's movie, who made Mother's Day. There's just some Poultrygeist, Night of the Chicken Dead, is there for free on YouTube. I mean, there's all sorts of good stuff, and not to mention the cartoons and Doggy Tales, the wonderful Doggy Tales. And so you're going to see some, you know, and it's all free. And we also have a channel, your own damn channel, Make Your Own Damn Movie channel, Make Your Own Damn Movie. So that every week we put up a new lesson dealing with some form of how Trauma has created the system for making its own damn movies. You know, sometimes we have a lesson on how to raise money. We got a lesson on how to crush a head. We got a lesson on how we do our dismemberment, how we do editing, how we do music, how we do sound. So it's like film school. It's a film school channel. It's all free. And then we have a third channel. Every day we put up a short piece, something short, and sometimes it's an opinion piece. Sometimes it's one of my verbal essays. Sometimes it's just a piece of a film. It varies from time to time.
How much involvement did you have with Trey Parker and Matt Stone's Cannibal the Musical?
The Trauma was their inspiration. They were big fans of the Toxic Avenger and the kind of comic humor that we have. Sort of the, you know, their cartoons have people's arms being ripped off and, you know, that sort of stuff. Except they can do it in a mainstream way. But they're big fans, and of course, I think we helped them with the beginning of the movie. I think we had them.
That's the big gory scene.
Yeah, the movie didn't have that when they brought it to us. They had edited it up to a certain amount. They hadn't finished shooting, and then we told them to put this kind of prologue on the beginning of it, which I think was very important. And they, of course, are acting in Terra Firma. Have you seen Terra Firma?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you ought to, now that one we put up on YouTube, but YouTube made us take it down. It's, I guess, too outrageous. But it's if you can get it, Terra Firma. You can buy it at the Troma Studio Store online. But it's a very good movie, and Trey and Matt are in it, and Lemmy from Motorhead is in it, and also wrote some music for it, and James Gunn, all sorts of people are in that movie. It's very cool, especially Trey and Matt. They're terrific in that. Trey Parker is also in Troma's Tales from the Crapper, which I also think was not permitted to go on the Troma movie channel. You got to get that on your own. But he tells the aristocrat story in that movie and then gets his head squashed. Trey Parker, that is. And he tells the aristocrats joke probably 2 years before that movie came out. He tells that joke in Tales from the Crapper by Troma, of course.
Have you considered doing a web series?
No, we don't. Not. No, we try. We're sort of movie people, you know. We kind of have. You know, we put up stuff. Almost every day we put something up for our fans, but we've not really figured out how to do a web series. You know, there's only so much we can do. We have enough trouble making crappy movies.
I read once years ago that Toxic Avenger 2 and 3 were originally supposed to be one movie. Is that true?
Say that again?
I read that Toxic Avenger 2 and 3 were supposed to be one movie.
Yes, they were. It was supposed to be a major event film, but in those days the theaters they didn't understand the event film. We were ahead of our time. It was before Avatar and Titanic, and so we went back to the drawing board and we made two movies. You know, we shot some more footage and rewrote, and we made two movies. The cinemas were very happy to have the two movies. Now flash forward, and now there aren't so many theaters that play our movies, but the ones that do are more adventuresome. So Return to Nukem High was designed to be an event film in two movies, in two parts. So Return to Nukem High, Volume 1 is now playing. It's now finished. We just presented it at the Cannes Film Festival in France, and it will be playing in France this week on the 22nd. It's got a preview screening, and along with some Troma retrospective. And then, excuse my language. And then, but I keep hearing this music. I don't understand what this music. Is God coming to take me? I think God is coming to take me. I might be dead soon. So now it's Volume 1 and Volume 2. Remember, Tarantino is a big Troma fan, and he made Kill Bill Volume 1 and Volume 2, and now the tables are turned, and we are inspired by Tarantino. So we have created the event film, Return to Nukem High, Volume 1 and Volume 2. And I am a very boring person, I think. I talk to
him. Is there any...
You're supposed to say, no,
to
Lloyd, you're not boring.
Man.
You're supposed to say...
No, you're wonderful.
Yeah, you're not boring, Lloyd. You're fascinating. Fascinating.
No, you're wonderful.
I've been getting static
shocked for the last 30 minutes.
Thank you. You're so spontaneous with your praise. At any rate, what was the question? I forgot.
Will there ever be a Kabuki Man 2?
Yeah, I don't think so. Not unless somebody comes along who wants to... put up money for it or something. I think it's better, considering that Kabuki Man is sort of the Amanda Bynes of Tromaville, as I just detailed. I think it's better that he appear in other movies like Citizen Toxie, and he did appear briefly in Poultrygeist. He didn't appear in Poultrygeist. He appeared in, he's briefly in Return to Nukem High, Volume 1, and And he'll have a pretty significant part in Toxic Avenger Part 5. He will indeed. But I don't think he's ready. I don't think he's ready for to support a whole movie. I don't know that he could make it. You know, 30 days of filming is a little too much for him these days. He's pretty strung out.
You've been talking on Twitter that they're doing a big Hollywood remake of the Toxic Avenger. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I haven't been talking about it. It's just people keep asking me about it. I'm not doing it.
Okay.
Akiva Goldsman, big-time Oscar-winning producer. He wrote A Beautiful Mind. He, as opposed to A Beautiful Behind, which you got to see in Brokeback Mountain, he is leading the producers, and then they've signed Arnold Schwarzenegger. They tell me this is a fact. They announced it at Cannes Film Festival, and sounds like they're moving ahead on it. So, but Steven Pink, very good director, Steven Pink, who did Hot Tub Time Machine. He wrote and directed also High Fidelity with John Cusack and another one called Grossy Pointy Blanky. He wrote that, and he's a good guy. I think he's a big Troma fan. He gets it, and he's going to do a great job. So who knows? Maybe there'll be a good, you know, a good remake. You don't go to movie jail for making a good remake. Many, many, many great Hollywood movies, many of the greatest movies are remakes. A Star is Born with Judy Garland. Are you gay? Are you guys gay?
No,
if you are, you wouldn't. Yeah, then you won't know A Star is Born. But that,
unfortunately, no.
Yeah, well, it's one of America's greatest movies by George Cukor, and that is a remake. All Quiet on the Western Front, the remake was better than the original. Sometimes sequels are better than the original. You know, it could be argued that Evil Dead 2 is better than Evil Dead 1. So the point is, you know, a lot of the fans are a little miffed that Toxie's being remade, but as Raymond Chandler said, when they were remaking his books into crappy movies, he pointed to the bookshelf behind him and said, "Hey, you still can go right here. My books are right here. They didn't go away." So
yep.
Toxie's always there. If somebody doesn't like the remake, and I'm pretty confident that Steven Pink is the perfect director for a $100 million PG-13 Toxic Avenger movie. I think he's going to be perfect. And I'm quite confident that it's going to be very good. Meanwhile, we're going to try to get our act together and produce Toxie 5.
Have you considered getting back into the cartoon game?
No. It really wasn't our game. We just got lucky in that Playmates Toys wanted to make Toxie toys, and then the cartoon company wanted to make the cartoons, And we wrote some of the scripts, but we were not the cartoon people. We don't know anything about it. You know, we just got lucky that they decided to make toys and cartoons and other things based on our characters.
There was this, I remember reading there was a story that they were going to make a Toxic Crusaders movie, or New Line Cinema optioned it, and it ended up not happening because it seemed like that it was that they only optioned Toxic Crusaders to get leverage on the Ninja Turtles people.
Yes, that's exactly correct. And they signed a deal. They didn't option it. They signed a New Line, signed a pay-and-play deal where they guaranteed to make the movie. But they had their fingers crossed, so we sued them. They screwed up the whole franchise because the movie was the locomotive that was going to support all the toys and cartoons and everything else. And when they didn't make the movie, that the whole Toxic franchise collapsed. So a very sad story, very, very sad. Yes, they were using, they used Toxie as a stalking horse for part three of the Ninja Turtles, it was alleged in the lawsuit. Hello?
I think he dropped off. Hold on.
Victor's gone.
He might have dropped off.
Yeah, New Line probably.
Technical issue.
Probably New Line.
It's Blog Talk. Just something about it. I got dropped off like a couple minutes before. beforehand, and I dropped off. So we're going to see if he's going to come back. But let me...
call me back?
30-minute mark.
Oh, maybe that's it. Maybe
I'm not going to have too much...